Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Entertainment Blog Showcase. Tonight we have a very special treat for you guys. We have joining us author Selena Haskins. Welcome to the show, Selena.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so good to finally hear your voice.
I know, all the emails back and forth. And interacting, engaging on social media. Yes,
exactly.
So you have a new novel out called Yesterday Was a Long Time Ago. Can you tell us a little bit about the novel?
Sure. I'm so excited about this new release. It's my first time writing a romance. This is a story about a Southern girl named Jermaine Landry, who was from Charlotte, North Carolina. She goes off to college in D.C. And Jermaine is a very smart and talented writer, but she's never had much of a social life due to her strict religious upbringing. And so eventually she meets Angelo Pearson, who is a handsome football star, and he kind of helps to crack her out of her shell. So they develop a friendship and eventually fall in love, but a malicious scheme rips their worlds apart. So 20 years later, Jermaine is still haunted by the memories of yesterday until an unexpected encounter leads her to the pearls of truth. So either she can find out what really happened a long time ago or sail adrift in the memories.
Now, that sounds good. So what was the inspiration behind choosing a title for your story?
My inspiration actually came from a Phyllis Hyman song. This is one from the B-side, you could say. It was called Was Yesterday a Long Time Ago. And so being a Phyllis Hyman fan, when I read the lyrics, I felt like it complemented my story because some people have had experience of falling deeply in love, especially when they're young, and then something happens and they break up, and we just wish that we can get that time back, but we can't. However, my story, since it's fiction, explores the what ifs and the possibilities of a second chance at love.
Okay. So what inspires you to write?
Well, my inspiration comes from everyday life. I can see an elderly couple walking across the street, and right away I'll just start daydreaming about what their lives were like when they were younger. And before I know it, I'm in front of the computer typing it up as if I knew them.
That is a creative imagination. I love it.
Yep.
So would you say your readers can walk away with a message after reading Yesterday Was a Long Time Ago?
Oh, of course. With all of my books, really, the overall theme is about letting go and forgiveness. In real life, you know, we cannot go back to yesterday, but in order to move forward, we have to let go of the hurt and the pain that keeps us from finding true love. And so that's the theme of this new novel, Yesterday Was a Long Time Ago, is, you know, that's just what it was. It was a long time ago, and so you have to look at how you can move forward, find true love, or rekindle the love you once had.
Absolutely. So pretty much let the past be the past and let go so you can maybe move forward.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. So who are some of your favorite authors? I know everyone has their favorite authors that they read all the time. Do you have at least three that are your, like, all-time favorite?
Wow, just three, huh? Look how much time we got. I have so many, you know, and for different reasons, you know, because each author gives you different things. But Leonard Pitts Jr. is a new favorite of mine, although he's not new to the industry. He writes very well. Stacey Adams Hawkins, J. California Cooper. I know she's now deceased, but her works live on. Connie Briscoe, Margaret Johnson Hodge, Carl Weber, Omar Tyree. I mean, the list just goes on.
All right. You got some of my favorites in there. Carl Weber, Omari Tyree.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
We got something in common here. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I love it. I love it. Now, what advice would you give to an aspiring writer or even new authors when it comes to writing and publishing, you know, whether they're going to go in the self-publishing route or with an agent, you know, with a literary publishing company?
Well, for the aspiring writer's part of it, I was always told that if you want to write well, you have to read books by people who can actually write. You know, don't just read books by your friends. You know, like you asked me who were my favorites. You know, those are all contemporary authors who've been writing for some time and their experience. So you want to read books by those ones so you can really develop good stories. I would highly recommend that first. And then if you want to get into publishing, whether it's self-publishing or traditional, just remember that traditional takes a little longer. Self-publishing, it's all about setting the right budget for yourself because you have to pay for everything unless you're able to network with people and strike some kind of barter with them, you know. You know, I do this for you, you do this for me. But everything is going to cost you with self-publishing, even down to marketing your work. So if that's the route you choose, it is a quicker route, but it is expensive.
Absolutely. And I'm learning that firsthand. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. You know, we're trying this thing out. You got to get your story out, but you got to get it out right. You got to get it out the right
exactly.
way. So where can our audience learn more about you and your books? How can they find you and follow you?
Sure. They can visit my website at booksbyselena.com. That's S-E-L-E-N-A. And they can also visit Amazon and Barnes & Noble. They have it now where you can follow your favorite author. And also, if you want to follow me on social media, I'm pretty much everywhere, it seems like, because they're always creating something new. But but on Facebook, I'm author Selena Haskins. Instagram, I'm at Books by Selena. Twitter is the same, at Books by Selena. And LinkedIn, author Selena Haskins, and Google Plus, author Selena Haskins. So you can find me pretty easily by typing in my name.
Okay.
So
you cover you on all of them. You got to cover it. That is perfect. And you're also and this is an extra for everyone listening. Selena is also guest writing for Maya's Blog Showcase and Sister's Place online entertainment and inspiration magazine. So I am looking forward to your next article. You guys be sure to check out her first article that she wrote for us. Go to our website, go to Maya's Blog Showcase, and you can go to our Facebook page to check out her article as well. And be sure you'll be hearing a lot more from her. I really liked and truly enjoyed your article, Selena.
Thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a guest.
Oh, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. Well, that is our show, everyone. I want you guys to make sure that you go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and pick up her latest novel, Yesterday Was a Long Time Ago. Pick it up, get into her books, and visit her website so you can see her other books if you are a new reader to Selena. Check her out. She's definitely worth it. I love the title, and the title alone got me going, I got to add this to my collection.
Yes, please do.
I will. I'm building a library over here.
I bet that, you are. Look, you're going to have to inbox me your address, because for all that you've done for me on social media, putting the word out there, I'm going to send you a complimentary copy.
Oh, bless your heart. Oh, thank you so much. And you know, I'll take a picture of it when I get it so I can promote it some more. That's how we do. We support indie authors as well as national authors promoting their work, especially of African American. We have to support us and get our stories out there, get our stories in front of the audiences so they can know who we are and what we do.
Absolutely. I'm willing to support you guys any way I can as well.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your story today, and thank you so much for sharing and helping promote your interview as well. You are truly appreciated. And everyone, don't forget, hit her up on social media. Be sure to follow Selena, all right? All right, Selena, thank you so much for joining us today. You have a beautiful evening, and we will be talking again. All right,
y'all. All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.